with Empire KVCR News. I'm Shereen Awad. Hundreds gathered in downtown Riverside Monday night to protest the death of George Floyd while in police custody in Minneapolis. While it was mostly peaceful, volunteers showed up Tuesday morning to help clean up. KVCR's Megan Jamerson has more.
Tuesday morning, volunteers were out cleaning up downtown Riverside. It was the day after hundreds gathered there to peacefully protest the death of George Floyd. By 8:30 a.m., there was little sign of the previous night's event except graffiti and boarded-up windows. Reyna Pizarro and her friend Cameron Delphine, who attended the protest, were at the corner of Mission Inn and Orange Street scrubbing away at some graffiti on the side of a parking garage. Pizarro said they left the protest before they saw any vandalism, so they checked online this morning to see how downtown was looking.
We didn't really see a ton of posts about destruction or anything like that, but we just wanted to come and make sure that everything was good and do what we can.
Richard Tolliver, an educator wearing an I Run with Ahmaud Arbery shirt, stopped to look at the work the women were doing. He lives in Sun City and wasn't able to make it to the protests, but when he heard there was damage, he wanted to come help. He says that as a Black man, he thinks it's important for people to understand the protest message, and he hopes the dialogue can continue.
Do I think you should be looting and the vandalism? Of course not, but I think people need to be aware. There's a lifestyle that I live that other people are not accustomed to.
Across the street in front of the Chinese Pavilion, Rocio Rojas, a teacher, was picking up trash. She said she was there to represent those who marched peacefully during the cleanup efforts. She lives only a few blocks away and after the curfew offered food, shelter, and Lyft rides home to young people passing by.
I think it's important for other people to know that it's okay to protest, that we were peaceful during our protest, and it was a wonderful experience.
Megan Jamerson, Empire KVCR News.
Stevante Clark guided hundreds on a peaceful downtown march on Monday in the name of his brother Stephon Clark, who was killed by Sacramento police 2 years ago. Tuesday morning, California Governor Gavin Newsom thanked him for his leadership. Cap Radio's Sammy Keola reports.
On the Capitol steps, surrounded by plastic water bottles thrown by crowds during the last 3 days, Stevante Clark turned his cell phone to Newsom.
Hey, Gavin, we live on my Facebook.
Here's a bit of his chat with the governor.
What brought you out here today?
Your example, your spirit. I'm serious, man. You, more than anyone, understand the rage that people have and understanding this moment, but doing it in a thoughtful, peaceful, and constructive way.
Since his brother's death, Clark has fought passionately for racial and economic justice, not just for his family, but for Sacramento's underserved Black neighborhoods. Newsom vowed to address some of the issues behind the demonstrations, systemic racism, law enforcement accountability.
And so that's my responsibility, my resolve, and I can't do it without you and others in the community. Real leaders.
And Clark signed off with his signature motto.
We're spreading the message of love. Everybody love everybody.
Amen.
Amen, right? Amen.
In Sacramento, I'm Sammy Keola.
Protesters are calling for systemic change and an end to institutional racism in the aftermath of George Floyd's killing by Minnesota police. But what would systemic change look like? California's Black Legislative Caucus has a list of proposals, including police oversight, affirmative action, and a reparations task force. Democratic Assemblyman Kevin McCarty called on fellow lawmakers and the governor to support the bills.
We know what we need to do to tackle these systemic issues that weigh down and hold back Black California. We just don't always have the courage to step up and do what needs to be done.
On Monday, Governor Gavin Newsom said protesters are right to feel wronged and pledged to, quote, do better for African American communities. With Empire KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.